The plan would end the practice of larger police departments using their own officers to investigate people who die while in an officer's custody. Assembly Republican sponsor Gary Bies of Sister Bay says he got involved with this issue after learning about the case of Michael Bell, a Kenosha man who in 2004 was shot outside his home by police officers who were later cleared of any wrongdoing by their department. Bies, who was a police officer for 30 years, says that case was handled improperly. He says the aim of this plan is that every police department has a way to handle these cases going forward.
It'll give the public the confidence. It'll give the relatives of the victim or the person that died the confidence. And it's also going to give police officers a more satisfaction that when they are found that they did nothing wrong, that they'll have more credibility on that finding.
Bies' proposal has gone through several drafts. Previous versions exempted the city of Milwaukee. This version includes it. Talking with reporters in Milwaukee today, City of Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn said he was okay with that.
It wouldn't change anything in Milwaukee. What it would do is add yet another layer. I'm comfortable with that. This county and city heavily scrutinize every death in custody.
What remains to be seen is whether the proposal can win support in the state Senate with the end of session drawing near. As it stands right now, the measure has no Senate Republican co-sponsors. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.